Racism, powered by SID Media.
Bautaiya, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Kunjani, kuwe mhlekazi?
Ndiphilela khonto nam, gcino inkosi.
Ah, lovely. Ulizizi, ojayeni bazo ngamazizi.
Ndingusuthu Jambasi uchutsha.
Oh, mfene.
Yes.
Day, Jambas. Yes. All right. I thought you are one of the Dlaminis. Now, we're talking about hate speech and hate crime this afternoon. And of course, the Prevention and Combating of Hate Crimes and Hate Speech Bill is a bill aimed at reducing offensive speech and curbing hate crimes in the country. Now, today we want to be talking about exactly what constitute hate speech and hate crime and how the law is applied therein. So, what exactly, Mr. Chaya, constitute hate speech, and what is hate crime?
Okay, hate speech is defined in the bill that you've just mentioned, which is the Prevention and Combating of Hate Crimes and Hate Speech, and also hate speech is also defined in the Constitution, Section 16.
Mm.
So basically, hate speech can be defined as an expression which is intentionally published or propagated or communicated by one person to more person in a manner that clearly intended to cause harm,
mm-hmm.
or incite harm or promote hatred. So it is any expression or any publication that is advocated towards hatred on person or one or more person based on their race or ethnicity or gender or religion.
Men, you know, when you say hate speech, hate crimes, particularly hate speech, is it not subjective, really? Because one would look at a certain phrase as hate, another would not look at it as hate, and therefore it looks like that it would really be subjected to an interpretation of the one who receives this particular phrase. Not so?
Yes, that's correct. Actually, the court have found it difficult. They have grappled with defining hate speech, what falls within the realms of hate speech.
Mm.
But however, there are certain characteristics that have been clearly displayed in this bill that is yet to come a law if the president signs.
Mm-hmm.
So those characteristics, as I mentioned, if you write something or if you communicate something that is intended to incite harm or cause harm towards a person based on the fact that they believe in a certain way, they dress in a certain way, they are of this age, they belong to a certain group.
Mm-hmm.
So if those characteristics, they meet the expression or whatever that has been communicated, and also there is harm that is caused there, therefore it can be concluded as hate crime or hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
So you are right. It is not as easy as we put it, but we have to clearly trace those characteristics if they fall within the ambit of the definition
mm-hmm.
of the hate speech.
Yeah, you see, my worry is that one may be aggrieved and believe that they were the recipient of the hate speech, while in fact the one who was making that particular phrase or statement is in no way intending to cause harm. I'm going to quote a case in point, the Dubuli Bunu, a case against the politician in the country, Julius Malema, who was dragged to court for having sung a song that incited violence, as it were, and described as a hate speech. Subsequently, it went up to the Constitutional Court, where it was determined that, in fact, it is not. Now, notwithstanding the fact that the Constitutional Court declared it as not hate speech, you still have some pockets of people who still feel aggrieved by it. How do we move past this? No, I still feel like this. You shouldn't be saying this. And another saying no, but the court has declared and therefore it is not. Can we allow and let these things to be decided by courts instead of solving them against each other as humans?
Yes, and you are correct to say one person might be offended by what has been said or sung. The other person might not be offended by that. So what is normally used in court is what you call a reasonable man's test. So they use what you call what could have been a reasonable man and felt in this situation. So you don't use your personal feelings, whatever the case may be, when determining a law, but you use what you call a reasonable man's test. So it is a general view of the society. If a certain view of the society view this particular instance or offense as crime, then the court will take that into consideration. Because remember, in terms of the Constitution, I think it's Section 16, if I'm not mistaken, we always like to quote it to say everyone has a right to freedom of expression, be it a freedom of press, whatever the case may be. But however, those rights, they don't give you a freedom to infringe on other people's feeling or dignity. So those rights are limited. So we normally don't go to extent of having to understand the fact that as much as you have a right to express or to sing whatever song you want to sing, but however, you are limited in terms of the Constitution that you cannot sing something that the society will view it as hate. Therefore, you will be found wanting in terms of the law because you have gone, we call it ultra vires, meaning you have gone beyond your limit and infringe other people, other person or people's dignity.
I think you've also attended to my next question because I really needed to find that point where we draw the line and say this is hate speech without, in fact, infringing on the freedom of speech that is also enshrined in the Constitution. I think that this may actually make other people uncomfortable because they may say, well, my freedom of speech here is being infringed upon because I now cannot express myself and you know the way I want to live, etc., etc. And I think you rightly put it that your freedoms should not infringe on other people's freedoms, something like that. Please just unpack that a little.
Yes, I think what we need to understand is that if we were as human beings were to live without any limits, you had to do whatever you want to do without any limits, it was going to be a problem. It was going to create a conflict, unnecessarily tension between societies. And so hence the law comes into a place and define to what you can do or say whatever you say up until to a certain extent. You can't go beyond this. So as I said before, that the Constitution does allow us to express ourselves. The Constitution give us a freedom of expression, which include the press, the media, and which also a freedom to receive and impart information because it's important for us to educate other people and impart knowledge. And so we, in that instance, we are given that freedom. But however, as I've said, this freedom is limited. It does not extend to any propaganda for war, for incitement of violence or hatred. So as long as you are within the ambit of the Constitution, then you can express yourself, but you must express yourself, as I said, with exercising careful caution, because you can say whatever you want to say, yes, but however, you must make sure whatever you say will not cause unnecessary harm towards another person. There's a case that I want to bring.
Yes, please.
I think it was circulating over the news. The case about a certain individual. I think he wrote something on Facebook. He says that the country needs to be cleansed from white people, whatever the case may be. And then that case was taken to the Human Rights Commission and to Equality Court. And then that particular individual was found guilty of a hate crime, hate crime, because he said something that intended to incite harm towards a particular group of people. So, as I said, there has to be limits as to what you say. If what you say does not have those characteristics that I was speaking about, does not have harm, does not intend to cause any particular hatred towards or intolerance, because you might be intolerant as well towards another based on their age, based on their sexual orientation, based on their religion. So if you have, because as human beings, we have our own certain prejudices and intolerances towards other people. But those tolerance, if you then express yourself and that, and during that your expression, we can see, clearly see that your expression intended to incite harm or intended to cause a hatred towards a certain or classes of individuals.
It seems as though it is quite easy to find yourself having committed this crime unawares. You know, is it that easy to fall into this trap?
I can say it depends on also on your intention when you are communicating something or when you're expressing something. Because you can say something unawares that actually whatever that you're saying is causing a harm or is intending to incite violence. Hence I said the intention is very critical in terms of the law. But to answer your question, yes, it's easy to fall into that trap. But however, I always say that before you say anything or before you post anything, but just have a second look or just read it again and see if it's something that you are satisfied that to publicize. Because as I'm saying, you will brought into book if ever what you said had a intended harm or cause a particular hatred towards a group of people. So yeah, you can easily fall into that trap. But however, I like what the Human Rights Commission is doing, because they reach out to communities to teach people and educate people about hate speech or hate crime, so that we can be aware. And this bill also as well is also an education to us.
Yes.
Because it's not only about saying something or writing something, but also circulating what has been written by someone.
You can also
find yourself in troubles. So I like what the effort that has been done, and also I like the interview, because it is meant to educate people who are not aware.
Yes. Lastly, my brother, is there a difference in the application of the law when a crime is committed, prejudiciary, so it is motivated prejudiciary, or when a crime is committed, but without prejudice? Does the law differentiate?
Yes, the law does differentiate. You can commit a crime with certain intentions and prejudice, and then the law will deal with you according to your motives. For example, there's what you call, in terms of the criminal law, culpable homicide. Culpable homicide, simple, it's a crime without intention.
Yes.
You do something, but you're not intended to do that particular act.
Right.
But however, it's still a crime. So, and then there's crime with intention. So you do a crime intending to cause harm or intending to commit an offense. Then it is classified differently.
Beautiful. Well, I must thank you so much, Mr. Lubabalo Chaia, for coming through, usincedile kakhulu, Jambas, for coming through and explaining these things to us. Blessings to you and family.
Dabulele inkosi kakhulu buthi.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.